Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking with Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I pray today that this broadcast will be a blessing and an encouragement to you. I would like to continue my series that I've been talking on for the last several weeks, Doomsday Preppers or Kingdom Preppers. First, I'd like to read a scripture out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Verse 17 and 18 reads, Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Father, I pray that you comfort the hearts and the lives of your people. Let them know that you have everything under control, and that you take care of your own, and that you bless your own, and you are coming once again for your own. Make us ready for that day and hour. If there be a man or woman that's not born again on the sound of my voice, convict their hearts and bring them into your love and salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, we've been talking about Joseph, how that he was a true kingdom prepper. He had a vision from God. God showed him a famine was coming. God gave Joseph the plans to prepare for that. And not only did Joseph prepare for that for himself, but for a whole nation. The Bible plainly tells us because of Joseph's faith in God and his kingdom prepping, and because he kept his faith in God, he was able to save many lives because he obeyed the voice of God. Even the lies of his brothers that betrayed him. Not only did Joseph know how to pray, he knew how to forgive, he knew how to prepare, and he knew how to be a blessing. That's keys for us today. And you know, I read last week about there is God has a way of safety for his people. Psalms chapter 4 verse 8 says, For thy Lord only makest me dwell in safety. There's a safe harbor for God's people, and we must know that way. I've been talking about doomsday preppers, people that are prepping for a disastrous destiny in our country. I've been talking about kingdom preppers, how we need to prepare ourselves to be ready for the kingdom of God and walk in the kingdom of God. But today I want to talk about another kind of preppers that I'm seeing today, and that's religious preppers. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5 speaks of the last day religious preppers, and they are the ones who have this verse talks about having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. I told a woman the other day, she was speaking about certain things that they are legalizing that used to be against the law. The reason that so many things are being legalized now that used to be against the law is because our government has no power over it. It can't do anything about it. So their only solution is to legalize it. And that's a way a lot of the religious preppers are doing. They're legalizing sin because they're not, the gospel that they're preaching has no power to overcome sin. Listen very careful. The blood of Jesus is able to cleanse from all unrighteousness and able to deliver us from all sin. You know, the power of God, he said, what power? The power of God, and from these deniers of the power of God, we're told to turn away from. In other words, leave them alone. Don't get around them, because if you let that doctrine get down in you, it will get you to where you're powerless. In Luke 24, verse 49, Jesus told his disciples to be endued with power from on high, meaning receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And as they did, we read in Acts 2:4, and as a result of these kingdom preppers preparing to receive this power, the blind received their sight, the deaf ears were opened, the dead were raised, the lame walked, the demon possessed set free, the sick and afflicted were healed, and many added to the church such as should be saved. In Mark 16:20 we read, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. You know, kingdom preppers will be able to spread the message of hope, healing, deliverance, and salvation to a lost and hopeless generation in these last days. The last day church is being called up to be victory, not doom, for our Redeemer liveth. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the broadcast.